Jesse and Jules. Can't get enough. This is Hit.
If you're just joining us, happy Monday. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Oh, good morning. Now, I just saw that in the news, Israel Folau knocked back $1 million. What was that for?
Rugby Australia offered him $1 million to can his contract and walk away.
Okay, now this is because when they originally did up his contract for the $4 million,
It
didn't stipulate any social media rules in there.
Yeah, so people are still speculating about this, but I think the common kind of consensus is that Rugby Australia doesn't think that they can sack him legally.
Yeah, because it obviously wasn't in his contract.
Yeah, and so they're trying to settle with him before they kind of go to court because they're still in his code of conduct hearing at the moment.
Right.
So his contract's worth $4 million over 4 years.
Yeah.
They were trying to give him a mil to just walk away right now.
Right, because he doesn't, I mean, his beliefs and values don't fall in line with what theirs are.
Neither of them want to budge. Essentially, I did see some interesting comments from Ian Roberts, who's a former NRL player, first openly gay NRL player.
Yeah.
And he has taken a really interesting tact. He just wants to have the conversation. This is what he had to say.
I do feel sorry for Israel, but there are consequences to your actions and reactions, you know. And it's these types of comments and these off-the-cuff remarks when you have young people and vulnerable people, kids in the suburbs who are dealing with their sexuality, confused, not knowing how to deal with it. These types of remarks can and do push people over the edge.
And I feel like that's the important takeaway from this entire thing, is that it's the people that it's affecting.
Absolutely.
Are the people that we should be talking about, not...
Look, I used to be a massive Israel Folau fan, right?
Same.
But because of the, you know, I mean, this is not the first time he's come out and spoken about gay people and, you know, in a bad way or by putting them down. And ever since then, I was like, you know what, I'm not a fan of yours anymore.
Yeah.
This is the thing I don't get, though. If his values and his beliefs are so strong when it comes to the gay community and all that kind of stuff because of his religion... Why is he working in why is he playing a sport that goes against his values and beliefs? Why shouldn't he just walk away?
Yeah, I don't understand, I guess.
Like, I mean, that's it. That's like, if they are that strong, then he should just leave the sport that don't follow his values and beliefs.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's hard to walk away from $4 million.
Well, obviously money's not an issue. You just knock back a mil, right?
Yeah. So we'll watch this as it continues on. It's into its third day of the hearing. I think tomorrow, again, it continues. So
very, very, really, really interesting. And I mean, it's going to set a standard right across the board as well, too.
Yeah, and it is the absolute hardest person for Rugby Australia to fire. He is their number one superstar. So we'll keep
doesn't make him a great person, though.
Absolutely not, no.
These are my confessions. And this morning we want you to confess to if you were left off the invite. It is something that's sometimes a little bit hard to come to terms with.
Yeah, it's a little bit when of a cut, really.
Especially your family are the ones that are cutting you, you know.
Close friends, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, this is after a lady jumped on her Mumsnet forum, right, and she was talking about how her sister, who is a personal trainer... It wouldn't invite her to a barbecue she was having because she was having clients there and she didn't want her clients to know that she had an overweight sister.
Just
said it was going to be bad business.
It blows my mind.
Shocking.
You could be that, like, brave.
Shallow.
Oh, no.
She's so shallow. Oh, you know what I would have done if I was that part of the family? I would have made everyone not go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can't accept everyone, one person, you can't accept any of it.
Surely wouldn't be talking to your sister after that.
I don't know. I mean, well, I'm kind of like, you know, blood is thicker than water kind of thing, but blood isn't as thick as peace of mind, right?
She sounds pretty thick, in fairness. Hey, we'll go to our phones on 13, 12, 16.
Okay, so we have Sally from Katani on the phone. When did you get left off the invite list?
It was actually a work Christmas party.
Oh.
Wait, what? How does that work?
Well, when you make a bit of a fool of yourself the year before, apparently that warrants you a no invite.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Okay, I want to know what you did the year before.
Well, put it this way. We went on a winery tour.
Yeah.
And I didn't swish and spit. I just drank all the wine. Got a little inappropriate.
What was inappropriate about it?
Tell me more.
Did you strip?
Topless table dancing.
Oh, my God. Tell me. And then you pashed the boss. Tell me that's how it ended.
No, I didn't. She probably wouldn't have appreciated it.
I love it. Beautiful.
But I did tell everyone how much I loved them, so I don't know why they had such an issue.
That's a standard weekend, right. Isn't it?
Why wouldn't they invite you back? You sound like heaps of fun.
Well, I thought I was. Apparently, I'm not invited to
Christmas
parties.
What did they
anymore.
Do the next year for the Christmas party that you didn't get invited to?
Oh, they went out to dinner. It was like really, it was really bland,
boring.
You know what, girlfriend? Don't.
But I think because of me, they now step them down a little, a notch.
Oh, you're not missing out on anything anyway.
Oh well.
Tell you what, you're more than welcome to come to our party, Christmas party, any party, in fact.
Good entertainment.
Send me an invite. Send me an invite.
I love it, girlfriend. There. You are on our list.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Hello, is this Peter?
Hello.
How you going?
Don't tell me. I actually got through at the right time.
Well, you're actually the second caller.
Oh, sweetheart, come on.
I'm joking, Peter. You made it through. Only the fifth time you've called this morning. But you made it through. First caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, babe. How are you going?
Oh, much better now.
So, mate, first of all, let's get down to business. Who would you like to go off against this morning?
Oh, who went on Friday?
I think I played on Friday.
And it's not your turn.
Look at him taking control. I love it.
I'm glad that you put it that way, not just because you thought I was dumb and that you would win because, well, I'm dumb.
Oh, I've heard you pretty bloody well, actually.
Yeah,
I think she's won
you
more
know
often
what?
Than I have.
Okay. All right, Peter. $150 voucher to Pan Pacific is up for grabs.
Five questions, buzz in with your name, all right, mate?
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, Jules gets a crack. And the same thing, if she gets it wrong, you get a go. Question number one. Which Jonas brother got married in Vegas last week to Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner?
Oh.
Jules.
I'm going to go with, oh my gosh, because I know there's two brothers and I know that one of them got married to...
Three brothers, I think.
Oh, okay, see, that's how much I know. Because it's Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Joe.
Oh, it is Joe.
Oh my God, I thought that was the one who got married in India. It's the only one I know.
Question number two. Only cost him $600, by the way, their wedding in Vegas.
Steal. What a steal. Oh.
Question number two. What stunning beach in Esperance do you go to get a photo with kangaroos?
Jules. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Peter, do you know this one?
I do not, champion. You
oh, babe. Okay. I don't feel so bad then. Lucky babe.
Oh, easy peasy. All right, mate. You got to get this one to stay in the game, okay?
Pressure's off.
All right. Question number three. Name all the members of the Spice Girls.
Peter.
Oh, go on, Peter.
Jesse, turn my mic off, by the way.
thank you. Baby, Ginger, Posh, Scary. Baby, Ginger, Posh, Scary. Oh no. Sporty.
Yes. Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
Quick score check, 2-1.
I'm embarrassed, but I know that.
Not as embarrassing as getting all the way to the final one and missing out on the points. So you did very well there, mate. Question number four. Which desert covers most of northern Africa?
What?
Peter.
Yeah, go on, Peter.
Sahara?
Oh, mate. The ultimate comeback.
Oh, my gosh. Now the pressure is on.
Score check to all the decider.
Okay. Just...
Whew. All right. Peter, you're going to want to be quick on this one because I think you'll both know the answer here.
Let me just get my lips wet.
What are the fans of Justin Bieber often referred to as?
Jules.
I already said Peter.
Yeah, oh. I think Peter buzzed in halfway through the question.
Yeah, I think he did too, and I,
What would
believe?
Oh, mate, congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
the
my
win.
Gosh.
How'd you go?
How did I win? Lose that last one?
Out of the blocks very quick.
Peter, congratulations, babe. I mean, you were really persistent this morning. I think I heard from you about five times and you cried every time I had to hang up on you. But you know what? It was all for it. Congratulations. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth. That's exactly where you're going, Peter.
Lovely. Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I want to know when you've been attacked by a swarm of bees.
Yes.
An entire swarm. Not just one, not just two. But the whole lot.
Sorry, I'm still like a little bit shook that you have never watched My Girl. The movie My Girl, every time I think of a swarm of bees, I think about the movie My Girl. You have no idea what I'm talking about. And no. I'm just...
I think of Winnie the Pooh.
I just don't know you anymore. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, because you know how he gets the honey and then the whole, the bees all come out and it's like a big black
swamp. Now, the reason we are talking about the swarm of bees this morning is because a guy up in Perth actually got swarmed by a swarm of bees.
Yeah, he was mowing his lawn and he thought it was just his wife happened to be filming him at that point in time. I don't know why, but she luckily captured it all on camera. He thought it was just flies coming at him. And he was giving them a bit of a swipe here and there, and then eventually the whole swarm came in to the point where he lost control of his mower and it went off down the road. He did manage to collect it back together again, and he thought, well, I've only got a strip of lawn to go, so I'll just finish off here.
No strip of lawn is worth getting stung by bees.
But I've never seen it in real life. You see it in the movies, you hear the stories, whatever. I've never seen the story in real life of the whole swarm of bees. So on 13, 12, 16, that's what we were looking for this morning.
Steve-O from Australind. Babe, have you been attacked by a swarm of bees?
I haven't been attacked. When I was younger, I used to ride my motorbikes up and down the Southwest Highway, and guaranteed, you'd be riding along, you'd see this black cloud going across the road, it'd be a swarm of bees.
Seriously? Wow. Just like out of the movies?
Yeah, just zip your jacket up and put the visor down and just go.
Just punch straight through.
Oh, yeah, you take out about 1,000 bees, no problems at all.
No wonder they're bloody extinct, mate. You've been there going extinct.
Oh, I don't think it's SIBO's fault, but no, okay.
I try and turn sideways, so I don't get
so many of them. Bloody love it. Thanks,
good on
mate.
You, mate. All righty, Hannah from Kalgoorlie. Were you attacked by a swarm of bees?
Actually, it was my sister.
How did that happen?
Well, see, we were just little kids and we were climbing this ginormous rock that was at this dog park.
Yeah.
And just like where she popped her hand in one of the holes to try and like climb up, little did we know that there was a big bee nest in there.
Oh.
Next thing you know, she's jumping off the rock and I'm like, what the heck? I'm at the top already. So then next thing you know, she's running away from this giant swarm of bees.
Wow.
Did she
get away?
All up the, we got away. We had to sort of jump in this lake that was...
find water. Yeah. Oh,
there was a lake at the middle of this dog park, so we had to kind of jump in there to try and get away.
Oh, wow.
They kept following her.
Hey, Hannah, just quickly, have you seen My Girl?
Yes.
But are you shocked that Jesse doesn't know what My Girl is?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, man. I just cannot believe it. It is like one of those staple movies that you just need to watch. Like early 90s.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yes.
All right.
And did you not think of My Girl when we started talking about a swarm of bees?
Absolutely.
Oh, when Macaulay Culkin dies, it's just the hardest thing to watch ever. Literally, tearjerker.
It made me pretty much remember the moment of my sister when I was watching that.
Yeah, exactly, right? Every time I see Swarm of Bees, I think I'm going to die.
I don't want to see little Kevin from Home Alone die.
Yeah, I know, it's sad, but I mean...
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, obviously, Monday morning needs some motivation. You may need to hear something.
Absolutely.
A bit of a home truth.
A little bit of a hard truth. Something that you just get you going for the week. Now, I've gone... heavy on the motivation
have
for
you?
Mine this morning.
Yeah. I feel like we need something quite heavy because obviously I always take the piss out of it, you know, and like
I feel like we do
really
a lot
stupid,
of that.
Which but of course mine is that today as well too, people.
It's Monday morning, so I thought for everyone dragging themselves to work this morning, you might want to hear this. I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't give up on what you are trying to accomplish. Nothing happens overnight. Perseverance will get you a long way, so just hang in there. You got this.
I believe it's you got this.
You got this. You got this.
Oh, I love it. No, that's really good. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, for someone like me, so impatient, you know, I want everything right now.
I know. It always feels like a win is around the next corner.
Okay.
So just hang in there.
Mine's relationship-based.
Okay.
Okay, Jesse, listen in. For you. This one is for you. Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but maybe you're not meant for anybody. Maybe your soulmate is a piece of chicken. Fried chicken. In my case, and in your case, a burrito.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like my soulmate is a burrito at this point.
And you already ate it and it's gone.
Cinco de Mayo yesterday.
Mexican. Did you have Mexican yesterday?
I did.
And why did you have Mexican yesterday?
Because you bought it for my birthday.
Oh, because
you know me so well.
What a co-host, seriously.
I binge eat nachos yesterday and it was about a kilo worth of nachos. So
how do you stay so thin?
Half a kilo of beef and I could take you through the whole thing.
Literally, you just describing what it is. I gained a kilo on that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Now, Jesse, do you follow Britney Spears on Instagram?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. She is looking fit AF.
Really?
Yeah, like insane. We've heard a lot of stuff about her over the past couple of weeks, about her going into like a rehab centre.
Yeah.
Got Dee McCarthy on the phone right now, driving around LA, looking all flashy to fill us in with what's going on. What's happening, babe?
Hey, guys, you're right about that. Britney Spears looking fit, fabulous, and flawless on social media. Here's what happened. As you know, she went into kind of like a mental health rehab. Yeah, like it was all very positive, very, very good. Not for drugs or anything. You know, a lot of people have been saying that. No, it was just so she could kind of like get some help, get some recentering because her father's been very ill. She's out and she looked... she honestly looked like she had 30 days rest, which is what she needed and wanted. You know what I mean? Beautiful.
Yeah.
On Facebook and everything, you know, doing yoga poses. She's just looking incredible. And she has confirmed that she was not being held there at her own will. She went there. So she wasn't forced there.
Yeah.
She was there at her own will. So a lot of rumors about that as well. But you know what? I love it. Like, if you need some help, get help.
Absolutely.
Because what was Miley Cyrus saying about Britney being held there?
Miley, over the weekend, was at a concert and she was making everyone chant, "Free Britney." And she's referring to the people that were alleging that Britney was being held there against her will.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, and so Miley was like, "No, free Britney." And Britney's like, "Well, I was always free and I'm actually out."
Yeah, right.
Already, so...
Insane. Yeah. Look, if you haven't seen Britney Spears doing yoga on a front lawn, I'll chuck it up on our Instagram stories so you can have a look. It's incredible. She's doing like handstands, walks and everything.
Yeah.
Insane. Anyway, speaking of Instagram, Kim Kardashian has revealed her new fee for an Instagram post.
Damn, this is crazy. Not only does she now get this fee, she's actually been turning this fee down for some brands. Not every, even if you've got the money. You won't necessarily get the approval. $1 million.
It is
no way.
Yep. Now, people have been asking me, but why? She's not even the most followed person on Instagram. Like, why so much? Well, she has obviously a lot of followers, but it's more the brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
It's kind of endorsing. It'd be like Oprah endorsing your brand. Like,
yeah.
It changes companies. It can totally change the entire trajectory of a company.
That's
exactly
right.
Yeah, there you go. $1 million and worth every cent.
Far out.
I'm going to start charging more for my Instagram posts.
You know,
from zero
to a dollar. Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling us in this morning.
Bye, guys.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now, these are the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning is about, you remember Bronson Norrish?
No.
From MAFS?
Oh, yeah, that Bronson.
That Bronson.
You just should have seen Bronson from MAFS.
Yeah. Well,
that's what he would be known as right now.
I learned his last name this morning as well, actually. But he has gone viral again, staying in the limelight.
Yeah.
For a video that he put up on his Instagram over the weekend, and you're thinking MAFS is old news,
right?
Like he would have had to done something pretty incredible, to keep his spot in the news. Let me just show you. I don't know that I can play. There's no audio to this, but I just wanted to play this for Jules to get her reaction.
Oh wow! Okay, so. What I'm looking at is someone doing a handstand naked, but also doing a push-up. A handstand push-up naked with his legs split.
And on bars as well, right?
What a sight.
But he's facing the other way, so you can still get it up on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So no dramas, there's no nudity involved except his bum.
Well, nude, but yeah.
But it's
Bloody hell. I don't care how hot you are, it'd be bloody scary seeing it from the other side.
Yeah. I would like to, however, draw your attention to one thing which the internet has picked up on about this particular video.
He's pointed toes or
no. Is there anything in there that kind of, like, gets your attention?
No, not that I can see. Why? What's going on?
Bronson's doing this handstand in his backyard.
Yeah.
He happens to be in front of his pool fence,
yeah,
which is made of glass.
Right.
And has a reflection in the background.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So the internet has had an absolute ball with this. A bunch of people
have made comments.
Like, zooms in on reflection, one person said. Bronson and the Johnson, someone else said.
Who is desperate to see it that you would have to zoom in on the reflection of the pool?
He used to be a stripper, right? So surely there's stuff out there of him. But I love Mike.
I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah.
But seeing a certain thing on a guy is not a turn on for us females. You know that, right?
These are women that are leaving these comments, right?
No, I get that. But this is why guys send those DPs, because you think that for some reason we need to know.
Well, yeah, I was surprised.
Or that it actually makes us happy. No, it doesn't. Not in the history of anything has it ever.
Well, you need to go and have a chat to some of these girls then, because
they're probably fake profiles. It's probably men sending me girls.
Well, one of the blokes that did comment was Mike from the show.
Yeah.
He said, be careful you don't poke yourself in the eye, mate.
Oh, my gosh. What? Is it that big?
I don't know. Have a look at the reflection.
Zoom in, Jesse. Jeez.
See? Now you know where it comes from.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.